Absolutely. When you put everything in the basket and get the outcome that you got last night, you know, you have something to be proud of. So I was very proud of the way we responded last night in Monday Night Football.
Now, I saw you say on national TV last night that you were going to go home. It actually was this morning, early this morning. You were going to go home, and you were going to watch film. Did you do it, and how long were you watching film this morning?
I did a little. The wife, before she cursed me out, telling me to get to bed, I watched probably 10 minutes just to get a feel of, you know, what these guys, you know, want to do, just to get familiar with them. So it wasn't much, but it was something, you know, to give me, still, like I said, give me a little heads up of, you know, what we got coming to Foxborough Sunday night. So I think it was helpful. You know, like, we're dealing with a short week, so anything that you can do that's a little extra would be big for us. So I decided to start it last night, and I feel good about it.
So you guys are experts right now at the it is what it is and one game at a time mantra. You guys have that down to a science. But I'm wondering, was there ever a time when you got into the league where you needed to do it yourself, or you needed somebody to tell you, hey, this is no big deal. We won a big regular season game, big Monday night game, Sunday night game, whatever, but this doesn't mean anything. Do you remember somebody saying to you, hey, don't get too excited about a game in week 9, week 12, week 13, whatever?
Not really. You know, to be honest with you, when you expect, you know, when you expect to win, it don't come as a shock. You know, I don't care who you play. And I think, you know, going into ball games, you know, we expect to win. Everybody should expect to win. And everybody can say they expect to win, but some teams, you know, it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors, you know. But, you know, with us, we expect every time we go on the field that if we play our best game and if we execute to the high level, that we will win the ball game. So it don't be any, it's not a surprise by us when we win, or we win by big margins against teams that's pretty good, because we know that's what we expect. We expect to play out, when we play our best, to come out on top and be very successful. So it's not hard to turn the page, because, like I say, we do it through the week. We prepare well. In the show last night, we prepare well and we execute it well, and we play good football from all three phases. We got a great team win last night, so it felt good. But at the same time, we weren't surprised that we went out and we took care of business the way we did.
Well, Vince, you expected to win, but did you expect to play the best overall team game of the season?
You know, that's the best thing about it. You know, sometimes you get two out of the three, you know, of your football team that plays well. And every time you get three out of three, you know, good things happen. And last night we got, you know, it was very good to see us play well together as a team. I mean, from the coaching staff all the way, you know, with the play calling, with guys out making plays everywhere. It was a great team victory. Everybody was involved, even all the way down to the scout team. Guys gave us a hell of a look, trying to simulate what they do offensively and defensively on special teams. So everybody was involved with this win, and I think everybody should feel good about that win. But at the same time, we have to move forward. And like I said, we did it with a short weekend, and we got another team that's coming in, and a lot of talks about this team could be the best team in the NFL too also. So, and I see why people say that. They have a special bunch. They're physical. They're big. They do a lot of things well. They have a great defense, special teams. And, you know, all three phases they have is pretty good. So we have our work cut out. But once again, we get to work and we prepare well and execute well, we'll be okay.
All right, this defense has come a long way. You look at last night's game against a very good offensive team. You guys had 9 negative plays, including a couple of sacks. You had a deflected pass. They should have been practicing all week with racquetball rackets with you, based on the disruption you caused out there. How were you so successful? Why were you guys so successful in blowing it up early in this game to the point where they didn't have that running game that they needed to set up their play action? How were you so successful doing it so early in the game?
Well, you know what? It started in the week because, you know, the coaches made it very clear defensively, you know, the run game was going to come down to the guys inside. because we had to play on our feet. You know, this team was a team that liked to cut and get down here as soon as we see, you know, somebody on the ground. So we knew going in, it was going to be a challenge for us. And, you know, all week we did a real good job of, you know, like I said, offensive line showing us, you just simulating cut blocks and everything, playing with our hands. And we knew how important that it was for us to get off to a good start early against these guys, especially in the run game, because the run game opened up everything else for them. So we understood that. The guys inside, the tackles inside knew it. You know, the DNs knew how important it was for them to shed the edge this week. So I think everybody had a particular job to do. And I think we did a real good job of that. So it wasn't, you know, a big game for certain people, but at the same time, it was certain areas and certain positions out there should have made plays. And I think those areas did make plays for us early.
You know, Vince, we were mentioning earlier, when some guys sign new contracts, their level of performance drops off, their level of commitment drops off. And it seems, I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, you didn't have any performance, you didn't have any production issues before you signed your new contract, but after you signed your new contract, you're on the field more, your performance was at the same level, if not a higher level. Was there any conscious decision once you signed your new contract with the Patriots, and you're going to be here for a long time, did you make any kind of conscious decision to say, all right, this is what I'm going to show them just how good I am, and I'm going to do it in this way. I'm going to be on the field more often than I was in the past.
You know, I didn't make a conscious effort, you know, by doing that. And I understand that everything that you're saying, because you see guys get a big payday and get these contracts, and then all of a sudden you don't hear about them. And I always said I'm totally against that. My job is to play football. My love and passion for the game, it'll be disrespectful for me to take money and not to continue to perform at a high level. That would just be disrespectful to the organization. It'd be disrespectful to, you know, the league, and it'd be disrespectful to my teammates for me to go out like that. So one thing I wanted to do, I wanted to just, you know, I'm the same person regardless of what you see is what you get with me. You know, as long as I can play this game at a high level, I will play this game. I won't be one of those guys that's hanging on for an extra 2, 3, 4 years and don't have nothing in this thing because they're basically stealing. I will never be one of those guys. When I feel I can't do it anymore, I will be a man and I'll be a professional. I tell Bill Belichick, hey, Bill, I don't think I could do this anymore. I'm going to hang my cleats up, plain and simple, because at the end of the day, I don't want to steal from an organization or, you know, because that might be something. They can give that money to an up-and-coming guy that they, you know, on the fence about. And that's not the way I do things. So until I lose the passion and the love for it, you know, I'm going to continue to play at a high level. I want to play at a high level. I practice my tail off because I expect the same out of my teammates that's around me. I don't care if I'm 9 years in. I don't care if it's a guy first year, second year in, or, you know, if it's a guy 15 years in. I expect if you're on the field, you're going to give me your all, and I'm going to do the same thing. So that's how I go about my business. I always want to be the best that I can be for my teammates and for my organization.
Vince, can you see or feel the confidence of this defense growing every week?
Yeah, you can. And you know what? And it starts in practice. I mean, and you heard me many times through this, you know, interview now saying it's starting in practice because it do. I mean, anybody that's successful on the field, they will tell you, you know, we had good weeks of practice. We made plays in practice. We did some things in practice that it, you know, translated into a game situation. And this was another week that we went to practice and we practiced very, very well. We was very confident in what we was doing out there defensively. We understood the game plan. We thought we had a really great game plan going into this game. And we felt that we should have a big game, in which we did. So, you know, the more we could put that on the practice field, you play the game before the game comes. You know, so the game is played through the week. It's not just played on Sunday or Monday night. You have to play the game through the week. The more you prepare and the better you prepare through the week, the better you'll be if you execute. And that's what we've been doing. We've just been, you know what, every week we've been trying to get better. And we'd like to continue that.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about Sunday night's opponent, the 49ers. I wonder how difficult it is in preparation, talking about sitting down and going over the film. And it's a team you don't see on a regular basis.
Yep.
And second of all, it's a team that just 5 weeks ago not only changed quarterbacks, but they're kind of doing things differently to play to Colin Kaepernick's skill set. How difficult is that in preparing in a short week?
It's very tough because, like you said, you know, it starts this week. It's not going to be about how hard we can hit in practice and how much we can run around in practice. It's going to be a lot of film work, a lot of teaching going to have to go on this week because we don't know these guys. They have two quarterbacks that possibly can play. They have everything. And they offensively, they run everything. They just don't line up in a one back or a two back. Sometimes they have three back in the backfield. So you just can't say, you know, they're going to line up in this and going to do this. It don't work like that. So we're going to have to do a real good job of, you know, basically narrowing things down, playing some calls that we can, you know, defend multiple looks from and sticking with it instead of having a bunch of checks. We just have to do a very good job throughout the whole week, all the way up to game time, with how we want to play these guys. But it's going to be some areas that we might have problems with. But, you know, that's where sideline adjustment come in. And however they want to try to attack us, we have to see. So we have our work cut out, but at the same time, you know, this is football. It's December. You have to be able to win football games. Good football teams find a way to win. And you know what? If we consider ourselves a good football team, whatever it takes to win, we have to do it.
Yeah, that wasn't December in New England last night. That was December in Florida last night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That was unbelievable.
I tell you what, it felt real good out there. I can't believe the weather, but you know what? Welcome to New England, baby.
immense game last night. Congratulations. Good luck on Sunday, and we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you, guys. You have a good
time. Man, you too. Right, Vince Wilfork right here on The Big Show.